thank you for listening to our very first audio podcast. Just a brief explanation as to what this is all about. For a while now, we've been looking for a way to sort of just showcase or highlight local talents in the area that we feel could benefit from some exposure, and not only that, but just to sort of have some sort of a... We've been trying to make just sort of a weekly series where we could just sort of talk about things that are going on locally, and just sort of talk to local artists and stuff like that, just to sort of get some conversations going. And we've been trying to do that through the form of a video, online video show, but for some reason that just hasn't been coming together. But we decided this might be a more appropriate avenue, which is through an audio podcast. So we're going to go ahead and give it a try. And we actually have a guest with us today over the phone. We have a local talent, a semi-pro football player. His name is Gerald Salinas. That name might sound familiar. He's actually also a filmmaker. He's made a couple of short films with us, and entered them into local film contests, and won a couple of awards for that. So let's go ahead and welcome our first guest, Gerald Salinas. How's it going?
Hey, Christian, what's going on? Everything's good over here.
So you've started playing football recently for the semi-pro football team, Rio Grande City Venom. Let's talk about that for a little while. How's that going?
It's going really great. We have a whole bunch of talent, and everything is coming together finally. Everything's coming into place, and it's going really good. We have tough competition every week. We play every Saturday, prime time, and everything seems to be going pretty good so far.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the team. First of all, what exactly is semi-pro football?
Semi-pro football is, think of it as the minor league of NFL. We have a lot of talent that could get scouted to actually go into the NFL. Of course, you have to be good and have the talent for that, but semi-pro football is a great opportunity for those who couldn't do well in college or maybe even high school. They can jump on semi-pro and they can even get recruited like that. So think of it as a minor league for NFL.
Yeah, and I think you guys have played a couple of games already. What does it feel to be out on the field playing football?
It feels great. Very, very great. The speed is a lot faster, I'll tell you that, from high school. And the talent, the hits are a lot harder. Everything is just, it's no longer boys playing. Now we have men, because in this league, in the semi-pro league, you have to be 18 years of age and over in order to qualify to play. So given that, you have all the talent from all different ages, all different cities, all put in one team, and you get a pretty good tough team, and being on the field is just an incredible feeling. Just to be out there and having your fans and your family and your friends watching you play, putting on that uniform, the helmet, and representing the city now, it feels great to be on that field.
You said it's grown men playing football now. Have you had any kind of like you said, real hard hits now, or stuff that just sort of woken you up a little bit?
Absolutely. Every single game, there's always that one first hit that hits you and wakes you up and makes you realize, like, oh, wait, I have to bring my A game. I have to actually play that much tougher. Otherwise, a good hit can knock you out of the game. So, yeah, every single first hit, a good one, will completely waken you up. I always get butterflies before the games, but as soon as I get that one good hit, that's what wakes me up, and then I keep going.
Football, semi-pro football, is that, I mean, obviously that's not something that you actually get paid for, or do you?
No, we don't. We, this is, pretty much for people who love playing the game. And like I mentioned earlier, if you want to take your talent even further, this is a great way to springboard your talent into an actual professional league, because you can, what better way to practice than playing actual games with shoulder pads and helmets and everything. So no, we don't get paid. This is just more for fun. Excuse me, or to develop your talents.
So what do you do for a living then? I mean, how is it that you pay the bills?
Actually, I'm a server there at the River and the City Pizza, and that pretty much is what is paying the bills.
Well, what's that like? What's it like serving at the local Pizza Hut? I mean, I've never been a server or a waiter at a restaurant. I mean, most all I know about that stuff is what I see in the movies. I mean, is it really like in the movies? I mean, do you have the annoying customers and the great customers, the old people customers, the young people customers? I mean, is it really like how it is in the movies?
Well, I haven't seen a lot of all these waitresses or waiter movies that they have out there, but one movie I have seen is Waiting, the one with Ryan Reynolds and Justin Long.
Right, right.
Okay. That movie, to me, pretty much hits everything on the dot, from the waiters and waitresses to the customers to the managers. That movie hits it right on the dot. So, yeah, to answer your question, yeah. According to that movie, based on that movie, I would say, yeah, it's pretty much what you see in that movie.
Hey, you mentioned that the movie itself, the movie Waiting, is very like actual waiting. With that being the case, which character from that movie would you relate yourself to?
Actually, I would relate myself to Justin Long. I forgot the name of the character, to be honest with you, but
well, the Justin Long character.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, the Justin Long character. Yeah, he's a good guy.
I'll relate myself to that guy, just simply for the fact that, you know, it's in the movie, he's just a simple guy, goes in, does his work, and gets out, and that's pretty much what I do. I just go in there. I don't use a pen and paper, because ever since I saw that movie and I saw him memorize every order, I went away with the pen and paper and just stuck to my memory. So.
Speaking of movies, what type of movies do you like? I mean, have you seen anything recently that you liked?
Battle of LA.
Oh yeah, how was
Battle
that?
Battle of LA was one of my recent and one that I enjoyed the most, simply for its creativity, its action, and it's just flat out fun.
What do you think of the Valley? I mean, Valley life, living here deep in South Texas. What do you think of all of that?
Well, as far as the Valley is concerned, I lived up in big cities for a long period of time, in two different big cities for a long period of time, and it's different. It's different. I mean, I wouldn't mind living in a big city, but the Valley life is something I would enjoy spending most of my time in the Valley, because the Valley life is just—it's like a slow. It's like you're going on the slow lane instead of the fast lane and the big city.
Yeah, well, I guess just like everything else, you know, we like switching from the slow lane to the fast lane to the slow lane to the fast lane every once in a while. So,
right, you can say that. Yeah.
I guess right now you're in a mood where you'd rather just be on the slow lane.
Well, I'm in the slow lane on cruise control. So once I start having to pick up my speed, then we'll see if I switch to the fast lane or not.
What do you think are your long term goals? I mean, what do you think you plan to be doing in a couple of years?
Anything from personal training to coaching, any sport, and trying out new sports every year if I can. Right now I got the summer for football, and then next year I want to see if I can try out for the Rio Grande Valley Vipers, and then just take it from there so I can start my own classes. Maybe I can start helping out other people train to where they want to be at too. I need the experience first.
Well, that's good stuff. I mean, overall, you see yourself working along the lines of something in sports. And
Trying to keep in the sports activity. But I don't see myself becoming a professional athlete, but what I do see myself is helping other kids at a younger age fulfill their dream. If I can help them out, lead them in the right direction, then I did my job, and that's what I want to do.
well, that's good. What is it about sports that you like so much?
I love, besides the competitiveness of the sport, it's just a great escape from the bad life. I mean, sports teaches you everything from discipline to teammates to love to sharing to everything. It'll take you away from all the nonsense of being out in places you shouldn't be or hanging out with the wrong crowd or anything like that. So I love sports because it brings the best out of you.
Wow, that's pretty deep. I've never really been into sports, but when you put it that way, I think it's something I might start getting into.
You should. Absolutely. I'll train you.
Yeah, I'll think about that one for a while. But I guess that's about all the time we have. Anything you want to say in closing?
To everybody, please go out and support us. Riverman City Venoms. Our games are every Saturday. You can follow us on Facebook. Go to type in RGC nonprofit organization, and you'll get the Venom Facebook page, and we'll keep you informed like that. Or if not, visit our website, rgcvenom.net. And please, we appreciate every support. We appreciate all our fans and families going out there and supporting us and watching us play. And hopefully we keep winning and winning and winning to the point where we can represent Riverman City to the fullest.
That's great. Well, hey, Gerald, thanks a lot. Thank you for being with us today, and thanks for being our first guest ever on our show. Hopefully, we accomplish what we set out to accomplish here. So, thanks a lot. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Really appreciate this.
Great. Well, that's our show for this week. Our very first show. Thank you very much for downloading this episode, and please come back and back to the website www.bpscast.com, and hopefully what we're planning on is this being a weekly podcast. So check back with us every week. I'll work on fix on exactly what day of the week we'll be broadcasting, but for now, just signing off. My name is Christian Salinas. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast.